Parshas Toldos begins with Yitzchak marrying Rivka, and they couldn't have children. So Vayarta Yitzchak Hashem Menoach Ishto. So both Rashi quotes from the Chazal, from our rabbis, that both Yitzchak and Rivka prayed that they could have, that she become pregnant. As Chazal tell us, that the reason why he made the imos pregnant or the imos barren is because he's misaveh l'tfilasen shel tzadikim. He loves to get the tefillah of the righteous. So we see Yitzchak and Rivka both praying for the child. So the Torah goes on and says, "Vatar Rivka ishto." The tefillahs worked, the prayers worked, and Rivka became pregnant. And she was having a difficult pregnancy. Like ruts, they're running inside. As we mentioned, one Yaakov ran, tried to jump out when he got past the yeshiva. And Esav ran when there was the house of idol worship. So it's interesting, this interesting question raised is, when does the father-child relationship begin? In other words, does it begin at conception, or does it begin until birth? In fact, it reminds me of a joke I saw once. It had three people. There was a minister, a liberal, and a teenager. And they were discussing, when does life begin? So the liberal said, well, of course, life begins at conception. It's my body, I can do what I want with it, and basically life begins at conception. I mean, that's the minister. The life begins at conception. And the other individual said, no, life doesn't begin until childbirth. And the teenager said, life doesn't begin until you get your driver's license. So whenever life begins, at birth or conception, but when so we in Judaism believe life begins at conception. We don't view the fetus the same way we view a human being, albeit abortion is prohibited. It's a biblical prohibition, abortion, and you can't do it. But it's not the same as if you murder a living being, because that's a full nefesh. And one who murders a living being, a human being, is liable to capital punishment. But one who murders a fetus, he violates the prohibition of murder, but they don't have the same punishment. So we see in halacha, a fetus isn't viewed as the same as a human, yet nevertheless we assume a fetus is a viable being, and life begins at conception, and a full birth is at the birth. So, what do we see from this pasuk? It says, "Vayitzrotzu habanim bekirba," and when Esav and the fetuses were inside, we see the pasuk calls them banim, implying that they're already children now, that the child-parent relationship begins right away. Vayitzrotzu habanim bekirba. So, I think they have an Ezraites. No, it's Hashem ha'asid. So what is he getting at there? It's not going on the future. So let's go check a couple of sources and see, when does the life begin? Does life begin, or does the parent-child relationship begin at birth or at conception. So there's a prohibition in the Torah also as benogos ishchatu beyom echad. There's a prohibition you can't slaughter a cow and its child on the same day. Also as beno, the cow and its son on the same day. So what happens if you slaughter the cow and he's dead? And then afterwards you find an Uber. You found that the cow gave birth. Afterwards, like the child came out after he was dead already. So the question is, are you letting now slaughter this cow? So it depends. If the father son relationship begins at conception, so then it'd be in violation of Oso Ves, but no, it's considered that person's son and therefore you can't do it. However, if the relationship begins at birth and the person was dead before, so therefore it's not related, so to speak, and therefore one we permit it. Or as Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, the Torah tells us, Osavasho Gadi Bachalavimo. We know it says it three times in the Torah. Once to teach me you can't cook, once to teach me you can't eat, once to teach me you can't get benefit. So they point out that Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, based on sources, that what type of milk is usher? Only Bachalev Imo, only a cow that has the ability to have children. In other words, we have a tradition, a cow that's going to die within 12 months. So the halach is treifa eino molid, a treifa can't give birth. However, you can milk the cow. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, ulai, perhaps, that the milk of this cow is permitted, and therefore you can have real basa v'chalav, not the fake milk and meat, but if you could start a farm with this treifa cows, and that they're not going to have the ability to become parents, they can't have children, so Rabbi Kiva Eger has a chiddush that perhaps the milk is not... It's not us. It sure is. Only Savasho Gadi Bachalavimo. Or we have the case they discuss in the famous case of the wife of a Kohen. We know the Torah tells us a Kohen cannot come in contact with the dead, and it can't come in contact with the corpse. It can't go to a cemetery. What happens if it's a wife of a Kohen? So wife of a Kohen can go in. The daughter of a Kohen can go into a cemetery. And moral Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. That the issur is that the sons of Aaron and not the daughters of Aaron. So they point out, what happens if the daughter of a priest is pregnant? Could she go into a cemetery? So the earlier commentators write, yes, you're permitted based on the following principle that we know, Savik Doraisu Lachumra, Dao regarding a biblical law was strict on, a Dao regarding a rabbinical law was lenient on. However, a double Dao on a biblical law were also lenient on. So here's, it's a double doubt. Maybe the woman, the wife of a Kohen, is pregnant. We know she's pregnant. Maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl. And even if it's a boy, maybe it won't live to fruition. And therefore, it's a svek svek, it's a double doubt. And therefore, it'd be permitted. So, the question is, does she have to go? So, no, to be who that discusses, in a case where you could be, could you clarify a svek sveka? If you could clarify the doubts, are you obligated to? In other words, Today we have sonograms. So you could tell if it's a man or a girl or a boy. So the question is she obligated to take a sonogram test to find out before she wants to go in? So no, you're right, no. Only if you could clarify both doubts. Since you only can clarify if it's a boy or a girl, you don't know if it's going to live, so therefore you wouldn't be obligated to take a sonogram to go in. However, let's say you did find out, and you know, so therefore today it should be prohibited because there's only one doubt. And we know it's a boy inside. So, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. It should be a doubt regarding a biblical law with strict on. There's no double doubt anymore because we know. There's only one doubt, and therefore, it's a classic example. Does Jewish law change? It's a classic example where the principles change. The principles don't change, but the application changed. So, hundreds of years ago, before sonograms, it would be usher. Today, if you found out the sex of the baby, it would be usher. However, the question is there any way to say that even if we took a sonogram, even if you know it's a boy inside, are you still permitted, the wife of a kohen, to go to a cemetery? So that's what some achronim discuss, that perhaps it depends on this question. When does the father-son relationship begin? So, if you assume it begins at conception, so then you have a problem. However, if you assume that the child and the fetus, the relation of a father or son, doesn't begin until birth, so therefore this fetus is not a kohen yet, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to go in. So that's a major question we're not going into now in terms of halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, anyway, bottom line is the minig is that pregnant woman, even Yisrael or Levi, the custom is, barring any specific need, that a pregnant woman does not go in. However, so therefore, even if it's an Ashes, so certainly even if it's an Ashes coin, it's not such a big, that Ashes coin is more of a halachic problem, or a potential halachic problem. Any other pregnant women are permitted to go in, the minhag is for them not to go in. And therefore we could argue perhaps the child is not a coin, because the father-son relationship doesn't begin until childbirth. And that's what, So from this pasuk, for Yitzhak Banim Bekirba, this is a simple literal explanation, seems to say that the Banim right away. However, Mefarshim give different reason to explain the language, and therefore it's dependent on this issue, on at what point do they become your child? Is that conception or birth? So we gave a couple of practical differences, whether the prohibition of Oso Espino, if they find a baby cow alive after the father died, after the mother died, so therefore, if he was born after the birth, there's no connection to the child, or we see by Rabbi Kiva Ega, by the prohibition of basar v'chalav of milk and meat, that it doesn't begin, you need a chalav imo, so maybe a treif of milk is okay to have with meat. That would be the issue. And similarly here, the issue whether the wife of a kohen could go in, even if you find that it's a boy, because perhaps maybe the child doesn't become a kohen until after birth.